You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
What's going on, everybody? It's Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood Hit Guy, and we got another wonderful show today on Easy Way Broadcast, powered by WTV Network, on Blog Talk Radio. And I hope you guys are ready. So, I'm Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy. I hope you guys check out HollywoodItGuy.com. HollywoodItGuy.com. We got a lot of really cool stories. In fact, I just got back from my boy. Congratulations to my boy Cedric Sanders for getting the co-starring role in the new ABC series Mind Games. And we just hung out with him at his friend's mansion. And it was for Memorial Day. A lot of fun. Shout-outs to everybody that we met. Even Hal Linden, man. Hal Linden is an award-winning, Emmy award-winning, Tony award-winning actor, and he's pretty big, and we did a really cool interview with him. You guys can check out the episode at HollywoodHitGuy.com and just search Cedric Sanders. And you can also go to TheEasyShow.com pretty soon. We're going to be finishing the other two. We got two more episodes coming up, and we got a little bit of the messed up in there, so we got some really cool messed up stories from celebrities, artists, producers, I mean, tons of different people. And I think people are really kind of digging this whole messed up thing. And it's just a lot of fun. So it's Easy Way Broadcasting, baby. That's how we do it, Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your man, Eric Easy Zuli. I hope you guys are ready for a really hot, fun show. Thank you, thank you. I hope you guys are ready for how we do it. And I apologize, guys, because for some reason Blog Talk has a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm trying to turn down the sound on some of these wonderful sounds that you're hearing. And for some reason, it's not really working. But we're going to go ahead and cut to a quick commercial endorsement break here. And then when we come back, we're going to have Lisa Snyder from Rockdust Magazine talk to us a little bit about the Rockdust Magazine magic. We'll be right back.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we're back on Easy Talk with Easy Way on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio. And we have our wonderful guest. She's coming on here on Easy Talk, about to do it the easy way, Miss Lisa Snyder. How are you doing?
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
We are doing good. We're doing good. Anxious to hear what's going on with Rock This Magazine. Talk to us a little bit. I know you guys a lot of cool things happening.
Oh, yeah, we got a whole lot of good things happening here. Well, other than being on your show today, tonight, at 7:30 Pacific, 9:30 Central, I will be on KNRN FM radio. I'll be doing an interview with them tonight. And let's see, we also have we also been nominated, not just one award this time, we have two. June 4th, we are nominated for media at the GOD Awards. We will also be covering July 14th, we will be covering... Also, I also have been given the opportunity to do an interview with a magazine. It's called Unique Magazine.
Cool. Hey, congratulations. That's always fun. What are you gonna interview about?
Probably the magazine.
I'm just kidding. I love putting people on the spot and just hearing them go pause and be like, I don't know how to answer that. No, so Rock This Magazine is really good for talents and music to people and business people and just really all around. So tell people how they can get involved with Rock This Magazine. I know you guys are going to be involved with our All That Talent Showcase / award ceremony.
Yep.
And, you know, you're doing it the easy way. So we're going to be having your magazine as a wonderful resource for people to be seen and heard and read. So talk to the audience a little bit about, you know, how they can get in the magazine.
Okay, well, they can send me an email. They can hit me up at rockthismagazine@yahoo.com. You can follow me on Facebook at rockthismagazine.com. Hit me up on Twitter at rockthismag. And other than that, they can also get a hold of you if they want to.
Yeah, you guys can hit us up. Hit me up at ericzuli.com. A lot of really cool things are happening. And, you know, our segment, we're doing the whole messed up thing now. People seem to like that. And we talk to people about the messed up situations that have happened in their lives, certain stories, and also how they learn from them. And I'm also going to be bringing in my dad, you guys, my dad, Mr. Jim Zuli, which would not, there's nobody else that would know how messed up my situations have been or are, and how we cope with it and how we deal with it. I felt this would be a cool way to really share some good inspirational advice and a good message to my audience, to any of my listeners, all two people that are listening right now. No, I'm kidding. And also, Lisa, you know my dad. And so we're bringing my dad on right now. Dad, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
There he is. Yes, we can hear you. So, you guys, this is my dad. This is Easy's dad. He's famous as Easy's dad. He goes to Hollywood, and people are like, "You're Easy's dad, aren't you?"
I think, yeah, that happens. I have a hard time remembering some of the names. But who do you have on?
We have Lisa Snyder with Rock This Magazine. You know Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm great, Jim. How are you?
Boy, the time goes by fast, doesn't it?
I know. I've been really, really super busy. How's things on your end?
Oh, we're keeping afloat here. Eric's 24/7. You know, my problem is trying to pull the phone away or get him off the computer to try to do something. You know, like, let's go take a walk around the block or let's have a sandwich. And, you know, it's like that Indy car that goes around on the track with a $1 million motor. Unless it takes a pit stop once in a while, the car's going to break down. That's what I tell them. Come on, take a break.
I know.
I don't take a pit stop. I try to find other cars that can maybe, like, hold a mop or, like, a cleaning utensil that can drive alongside and just kind of try to clean the car while we're driving.
Well, I understand where your dad's coming from, because even I get after you sometimes. You need to slow down just a little bit. Take kind of a break, you know.
Well,
so Lisa, Dad, you guys, we're gonna have our guest coming on here pretty soon. We want to hear your stories. Lisa, let's start with you. Talk to us about a messed up situation, you've encountered or your company's encountered, and how did you deal with it?
Okay, well, we've had one, and I'm not gonna say no names. I had somebody who I thought the world of, and did something very unprofessional to another person that is a part of my staff. I unfortunately had to let him go. And I hate firing anybody. And it seems to me the person turned around, was bashing me, telling lies, things that were not even true. And unfortunately, it hurt my feelings because, you know, if I take you in, you're part of this family. It's not just a business here. We are a family, you know. And this person was lying and being sneaky, and I don't like that. So how I deal
lying
with
and
it?
Sneaky. That's right.
Yeah, well, if you knew what some of the things, you would understand. And the way I deal with it, I just move on. I figured what comes around goes around. I know what I'm doing with this magazine is absolutely fantastic. I mean, if you stop and look at all the people that we have helped, it doesn't matter if it's bands, if it's photographers, if it's models.
I had to put the demonic music. This is such a sad, sad story.
But unfortunately,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Unfortunately, it's going to come back and bite that person on the rear. And
it usually does.
You know what it is, Lisa? It's just disappointing sometimes. We've you know, God bless everybody. It's a tough business, and we wish them all the best. And
mm-hmm.
when somebody has a situation like that, and Eric's had many where he's helped people out, he's mentored, and
mm-hmm.
he's you know, financially and so on and so forth, and given them advice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they turn around and something happens, it's disappointing, and you still pray for them and you wish them the best. But, you know, you just,
mm-hmm.
the main thing is, other than hurting your reputation or whatever it is, it's just, like, disappointing. You sit back and say, wait a minute, we're just working with this person, and, you know, no, wishing them the best and so on, then, you know, and then you find out, wow, this person was going around and saying this stuff. But you know what, you know, whatever the reason for it, whether they want to, you know, get ahead through your name or say something and get maybe more, you know, more notoriety because of some situations, you know, you wish them the best, but there's good ways of doing it too, where you don't have to go that route and hurt your magazine or whoever.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people have to realize, you know, like it's said, as you do unto others, you do unto me also. I think God mentioned something like that. And, you know, like you say, what goes around comes around. Well, what you want to come around to these people who say the negative is good stuff. You want them to have a good life. You want them to have a happy life.
Right.
But you just want them to maybe realize, let's do this in a nicer way. So people can turn around and say nice things about you, too, you know.
Yep.
Because
that's
true. It's a tough industry for everybody, for you and Eric. Eric goes through so much stuff. You know, they come home, the computer thing, there's a problem, you know, production or whatever. There's a thousand things. He carries so much on his back. And he still, you know, his main thing is never let the middleman go without being the top guy. The guy who does the introduction or the guy, he's always Eric. The people have come to Eric and said, well, listen, you know, deal with me. We're the financier. We're the people with the money. And he'll say, well, so-and-so was the one who brought me to you, and that's the guy we got to go through. And they're saying,
mm-hmm.
oh, no, we don't really. And he will just cancel the whole thing unless it's done ethically, you know. And I told him, I said, you know, you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and in your guy's business, resilience, big time. But without faith and morals and ethics, it's a waste of time in our book, you know?
I agree. I agree with you. Every word you said, I agree with you. Okay, I was being a little harsh there, maybe a little. But you can understand, too. It is the magazine, I have a lot of competition. And the thing of it is with me, though, I don't look at these people as competition. I really don't. I do what I can to help these other magazines. They're like Unique Magazine. It's a new magazine, and I looked at his magazine, and I'm going to tell you right up front, I think it's a darn good magazine. And if I can do something to help him, you bet I will.
Well, Lisa, you know, you're human. We're all human. And it's a natural thing, like, wow, this guy or this girl is a real jerk for doing, you know, that's a natural thing. And then in the back of our minds, we have one goal. You know, I've always said when we leave here, we only go with one thing, and that's our spiritual travel bag. And inside it, hopefully there's more good things than bad.
When
we open it up.
I know. But, you know,
but you've done a lot. You've really done a job. I mean, I give you a lot of credit.
Well, thank you. You've
made that magazine really look sharp. And, you know, there's
always
little tweaks here and there. And you know, one thing I realize is the older you get and the wiser you get, the more you realize that you don't know, you know.
Right.
And we're always learning, no matter what age. The 70-year-old man can learn from the 16-year-old kid, you know, so he could say something.
All right, guys, we're going to take – don't mean to interrupt here, but we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we have our other guests we got to bring on. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on and doing it the easy way. We can't wait to check out your magazine. I urge everybody to follow Lisa at Rock T Magazine on Twitter. It's a wonderful magazine, and we also have a Hollywood the Easy Way segment on that magazine and really cool inside Hollywood stories. Anything in closing, Lisa, what do you want to tell our fans?
I want to tell your fans you got to do it the easy way.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Lisa,
we appreciate
much,
you coming
Lisa.
On, Lisa, and we'll talk to you soon.
No problem. All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate your time. Have a good one.
All right, Lisa. Talk to you later. Nice talking to you again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us, Dad. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to bring Laren Cancona. No, Karen Lancona. She's actually, I call her an entrepreneur superstar, and when we come back, you'll find out why.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, we're back, and you're listening to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio, and now syndicated to Stitcher with over 4 million members. It's a podcast. It's an application you can actually download, so make sure you check that out and go to easywaybroadcasting.com, download that, and listen to us with the cool Stitcher app now. So without further ado, we're going to bring on this woman. Before I even say her name, this woman is a entrepreneur, superstar, heart of gold, producer, television producer, pageant producer, actress extraordinaire. I couldn't find a bio on her, so we're going to have to talk to her a little bit about her wonderful life. But her name is Karen Lancona. Karen Lancona, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Eric.
Well, we are blessed to have you on, Karen, and you guys, I'm going to introduce you to Karen. Actually, no, I'm not. I already did the introduction. We're going to talk to Karen and find out a little bit about you and how you became to be Karen Lancona and the owner of BCN Agency and all the wonderful things you're doing. Can you just – we're rubbing a crystal ball. Let's go back in the past. How did it start?
All right. You want me to start from the beginning?
Yes, please.
Well – all right. Well, let's see. It all started off with me being a professional skateboarder when I was a teenager. And I was part of the Sims Monty Toth team doing skateboarding, freestyle, and speed downhill. And started off as an athlete, really, and then went from there and did stunts. Was one of the first Power Rangers doing stunts for that and lots of Saban Entertainment TV shows like Mask Rider and, oh my gosh, I can't even remember them all right now, but did that for several years and really loved it, and at the same time was developing my ad agency and doing the TV shows, and that's how it all led 30 years later to what I'm doing today, which is the same thing, basically. I'm running an ad agency called Be Seen and doing TV production.
That's amazing. And you said pink. You said I just gave it away.
Yeah.
I was going to say which ranger were you, but I gave it away, guys. Sorry, the pink. So you were the stunt woman, so you basically were the one doing all the cool tricks, or the, you know, when you get smashed into a window or all that type of stuff?
Yep. I did that for years. I did it on several shows and City Confidential reenactments and all kinds of things. And it was really fun. And then I grew up around my 30s and decided to do some real acting instead of throwing myself into buildings and over tables.
Were you one of those kids when you're young that pretended like you had invisible enemies attacking you and you'd, like, put yourself into a chair or something?
No, I think it was more like the skateboarding, just learning how to fall, and then doing karate and all kinds of sports just led to having the skill set for it. It's, you know, not everybody wants to fall all the time and fly over tables and go into glass and all that. So I was one of those people who was fearless and wanted to do it and jump off of buildings into padded things, and I don't know, I just really liked it, and I didn't plan to do that. It just, it was a skill set for me. I was on set one day doing a TV show, and they asked me to do some stunts because they knew I had a black belt as well as the skateboarding, and I said, sure, I'd love to, and I started jumping out of a car. So from there, I just kept getting asked to do stunts. I think that's how Hollywood works. They see a skill set, and you just keep getting asked to do that same thing over and over again.
Whoa, don't mess with this girl, guys. She's got a black belt and a skateboard. Two
yeah, that was you know what's funny is I actually skateboarded the other day, and you know how old I am now, but all these guys are like, what the heck? It's funny.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Can you still do a kickflip? Or shove it?
I can. I was doing 360s and kickflips and all kinds of things. It was fun, and I was in 5-inch heels.
Oh, and I didn't get it on the Easy Show. Next time you got to, like, film it and send me content.
It was impromptu. Yeah, it was impromptu on Coast Highway in Newport.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like you definitely had an awesome, interesting beginning. So let's fast forward to now, 2013. You own an agency called BC Agency. Tell us about the agency.
Well, it's a full-service agency. Like I said, it's been around almost 30 years now. We're in Corona Del Mar and Beverly Hills. We do everything you could possibly imagine, from marketing, advertising, public relations, technology, and events, and we produce TV shows. And so we have three divisions in the company. One of them being our strong one is producing America's Entrepreneurs, Luxury Fine Homes, a new show we're launching, which is really fun. I don't know, you know, like, how much I could talk about it right now, but it's called How You Know You Drink Too Much, and it's some reenactments and some live footage of what people do when they drink too much. So it's very funny, and it's got scenarios of people doing the wackiest things, and it's also a competition, kind of like America's Funniest Home Videos, but this one is competitions for who does the most ridiculous thing, and hopefully it'll help people see what they look like when they're drinking, and maybe they'll slow down a little bit.
Oh, I like that. Okay. And it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So, and I know a lot of these shows nowadays, these reality shows, I mean, there's shows about people digging or metal detecting for things at people's houses. And I mean, it's like the craziest idea you can think of seeing on TV now.
Yeah. I mean, just think about Pawn Stars and Swamp something or other. I mean, it's just crazy what's out there. So I've been staying so much in the luxury arena and going into the higher end, let's just say intellectual shows. And then I thought, you know what, I just need to do something fun. So we came up with this idea and everybody liked it. And so we're in the production on it right now. And so if anybody's got any great stories they want to share or reenactments or want to be in the competition, it's called How You Know You Drank Too Much.
How You Know You Drink Too Much. So it sounds like you have all the production equipment, you have all the ways of, if you just feel like you want to do a show and you can just do a show. That's pretty, I'm glad we're friends.
Yeah.
So
we have a full studio and everything we need right in house. So anything I want to do, I could just do it.
So basically you're the person to pitch if someone has a cool TV shows and ideas and concepts, and you can pretty much make it happen.
Yeah, I can make it happen. I mean, I don't want everybody calling me pitching shows to me because everybody thinks they have a great idea. But
I shouldn't have given your number out then. I will take them off the blocks.
Did
my bad.
I'm going to have to smack you next time I see you. But, yeah, I mean, only if they have maybe sponsors tied to it. I own a full-service ad agency, so I've got the connections to get the shows funded. So that's really in television. It's not about so much the best idea. It's who can fund the project. But it's fun and expensive. So you got to be able to do that. There is no TV show without funding.
That makes a lot of sense. So you mentioned a show called America's Entrepreneurs. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, we've been in production on that for a couple of years. And as a matter of fact, you were at the launch party. We launched the show on the big screen, which I had never done before. That was interesting. And it is a mixture of some of America's most famous entrepreneurs, like John Paul DeJoria, who created Paul Mitchell and Patron and 300 other companies, to some startup entrepreneurs like David Wagner, who invented the game Drinkapalooza, sticking with that drinking theme. And it's a combination of all the games you played in college or, you know, maybe even still older, but like King Cup and Pong and all those types of games all mixed into one with a variety. It's really fun. We have it here in the office. And then we have the Dietrichs that we interviewed, and they had a very heartfelt story. They owned the Dietrichs Coffee, and you would think they got really rich from that huge sale, and they actually had to start all over. So a lot of great stories. We've had people from Hollywood telling their stories about entrepreneurship. And the one thing that seems to hold true for every single person that I've interviewed for that show is when I ask them, what is the one thing that you would tell people they need to have to be successful as an entrepreneur? And it always is passion. So you have to have a lot of passion for what you are doing, because it's not easy to be a successful entrepreneur. So that one word has come out with every single interview we've done.
I love it. Okay. And you know, you said it's not easy, but on this show it's always easy.
On your show it's easy, and then the rest of the world maybe not quite as easy. As we don't get to go on your show until we've already gotten to the easy way.
There you go. Yeah, I love it. Yes, and it's E, letter E, letter Z. So it's that type of easy. But that is so cool. So what was it that got you to the financing and actually making things actually happen? Because like you said yourself, it's mostly about the funding and about, you know, the backing pretty much. When did you get to that point, and how did you get to that point to be able to get to where you're now being able to do TV shows and pretty much do whatever productions you might want to do?
Well, it helped having an ad agency for all these years, and having the clients that I've already been putting into TV through TV commercials we've produced for them and media buys, and then doing a combination. So when we put somebody on television, we combine the print advertising, the internet, the television show, and we hit all those touch points that we would hit with our regular clients, and then we put them on a TV show. So either they're sponsoring a segment of the show, or they're actually in the show with product placement or interviews like America's Entrepreneurs. So the benefits to them are they get a full-service advertising plus TV. And usually I self-produce my shows with my advertisers. I do have some clients that I produce shows for, and then we find the advertisers for their show, or they'll finance part of it, and then another part will be financed through through advertisers. Another thing that we do differently is we buy airtime, so we don't pitch to the networks, which is a little different. It's high risk. We take all the risk on for our own programming. A lot of people don't do that, because what we're talking about is about $1.2 million for a year of production and airtime, based on if you're going regional or national. If you're going national, it's millions of dollars. So we take that risk on ourselves, and we put our money where our mouth is, and we just produce it and make sure that people are going to love it and continue to watch, and so our sponsors will be happy, and that we can keep producing fun and interesting programming. So we don't actually go to the stations and pitch.
Gotcha. So, Karen, it sounds like you're everybody's best friend, because I think everybody on the planet wants to have advertisers or sponsors or get to it. So
yeah,
I apologize, because I have a lot of people listen to my show, but I promise you I won't actually give your number out. I'll take everything off the blogs, like I told you. But I can just tell people are listening right now.
There?
No, of course I didn't. But
okay.
You know, You hear the fear in the voice. No, but I can just tell. I can feel the people that are listening. They're like, oh my God, Easy knows somebody. Oh, whoa, I need to get to this lady. You know, and anybody might want to call in now and talk to Karen live on the show. The number's 914-338-1303, and you can always email us at easyway, letter E, letter Z, easywaybroadcasting.com. And I gotta say, I had a blast hosting your launch for America's Entrepreneurs, and you roll with some high rollers and some beautiful girls. Man, do you have a beautiful team.
I'm so glad to be on.
Talk to us about that. I know I was blessed. You brought me on to judge the most recent pageant you did, which was the Miss Newport, Miss Corona Del Mar beauty pageant, which is backed by, and I hope I'm not saying this wrong, Donald Trump, or you're involved with Donald Trump in some way. I know you talked to us about the producing side of the pageants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually own those franchises under the Miss USA system, which Donald Trump owns Miss USA, Miss California. My girls go to the Miss California system, which goes on to Miss USA. We actually had one of the girls here last week who is going on to Miss USA in a few weeks. And so my philosophy, even though I'm all about dating guys, I think life is a lot more fun when you're around a bunch of beautiful women. So I staff up my office with intelligent, number one, intelligent and talented, capable, beautiful women, because they are happy and it just seems to make life a little bit more fun everywhere you go. And then also I produce pageants. So you have to have a lot of self-esteem to be working around women that are that beautiful. So, yeah, I just surround myself with happy, good-looking, high self-esteem, people that take care of themselves. Not to say that I don't hire people that are, you know, outside of that scope, but I just prefer to be around people who are healthy and take good care of themselves and are concerned with their inside as well as their outside.
I love it. So you kind of go by the "you are who you hang with" motto?
I try, you know. I don't know if I am to the caliber of the women that I hang out with, but, you know, I'm doing my best as the den mother.
I got to say, Karen, I love being your friend and being in the circle and being around, because anytime I'm around you, the beautiful women are all over the place. Like you said, smart and intellectual, beautiful women, and you know, very successful entrepreneurs. And I'm you know, blessed that I met you about 5 years ago or so. And, you know, now we're in 2013 and making some wonderful things happen. Okay, so let's switch it up a little bit. It sounds awesome what you're doing, but I'm also doing it, as I told you earlier, I'm doing the new segment, Messed Up. And I think it's very unique when you could talk to someone about some messed up scenarios and situations they've faced or they've gotten into, and how they learned from those situations. Would you mind sharing a couple of your messed up stories or challenges, as you were, that you've experienced?
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, and in 2000, and I think it was about 2007, we were going through a lot of economic change, and I had really over-leveraged myself way too much. So is this the right kind of story that you want to hear, is the challenging times?
The challenging times? I mean, if you feel that there's something messed up that you learned from, we want to hear it.
Okay, so this is messed up, but I messed it up myself. I was in the Los Angeles Times, and a big article that I wrote about the economy and how people were overextended. And it's my own words talking this. I have no excuse for being in the middle of it and also being overextended, because in 2005, I wrote this article, LA Times. I was on the cover. I was fully aware. I was building a multi-million dollar home. I was going through a divorce, bought another gigantic home, had cars. I had my office. I was overstaffed, big fancy office on the water, just over-leveraged. And I was so full of myself and no faith in God and just 100% being an ass. Well, I'm not allowed to say ass. And pretty much just took myself down by being stupid and just so full of myself and just thought I was invincible to anything, because I had never really experienced the downturn in an economy like that before. So I knew it was there and I had talked about it, but I didn't think it was going to affect me. So I actually went from being worth about $10 million in 2007 to being worth negative $2 million, being upside down and losing absolutely everything. So that lasted. I mean, I literally lost my homes, my cars, even my bike was stolen. So that was pretty messed up. But one day I just made a decision that I was going to turn it all around. And after having lost everything and thinking that I was done, I one day decided I had about $40 in the bank. I went out to go look at a new office, went to go get a new car, and that next day I came up with all the money, paid cash for everything, and just made a decision. It was, you know what, I'm not doing this. I'm not letting these excuses of failure take me down any longer. And I just went out there and changed my world, hired a bunch of people, bought all new equipment, and that was only a year ago. So I would say that that's messed up, but I turned it around by positive thinking and knowing that I could change my world.
I love it. Okay. So you do you feel that if you think positive and you just know it, you know, that if you think positive, it becomes positive?
Yeah, I think if you throw things out in the universe, if you're throwing out negative thoughts, you're going to get negative. If you throw out positive thoughts, you're going to get positive. And if you know what you want. So I wrote down exactly what I wanted, which when I look back a year from when I made this decision, I got every single thing that I wrote down on a piece of paper, all the exact equipment I wanted, the office that I wanted on Coast Highway that you've been to. It's beautiful and it's modern and it's right, you know, in a key location for me. And I wrote all these things I wanted down with nothing to my name, and I got every single thing that I wrote down, and I just did it. I didn't do it in an unethical way. I mean, I'm all about putting it in God's hands and doing it right. So I got it because of perseverance and knowing what I wanted, and I threw it in the universe, and I asked for help.
Mm. That's inspiring. It really is, because so do you. And I don't mind getting spiritual or talking about religion on my show, because I do feel that that God. I mean, me personally, I pray a lot of the times when things are bad, when things are potentially good, before I go into a meeting, before I do anything, pretty much. Do you do the same?
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm not flawless. I'll let negative thoughts peek in, and I have to correct it. And if I go into a meeting and I'm thinking that, oh, God, I'm not going to get this, I'm not prepared, they're, you know, not going to, whatever it is, whatever those negative thoughts are that creep into our head, I have to work on it every day just like everybody else does. And I have to switch it around and think, okay, I'm going into this meeting. These people are going to love what I'm presenting, and they're going to want everything I offer to them. And if I go into a meeting with that attitude, I know it's going to turn out positive. If I let the negative thoughts creep in, then it turns out the other direction. So sometimes if you emphasize what you don't want so much, that's what you end up with. You just really need to think about what you do want.
I agree. I heard you're like a your ratio of close is a lot higher than not. Like when you go into a meeting,
yeah,
you usually close most of what you do. What do you think your strategy? And you kind of answered this, but maybe getting into a little bit more detail. What do you think your strategy is when you're going into a business meeting?
I think it's really important to do your homework first, to understand the company, their direction, and be honest with them. If they, you know, we're end to end, so I'll look at their website, and if their website is the start of a bad message, I'll let them know. So I'm really honest with people. I don't tell them just what they want to hear. And then, you know, I always give very fair pricing. So I don't go in there and want one client to change my world and make me rich. I want them to be rich. And I just want, you know, fair price for service. And I let them know that. And then to really understand their business, because we work in all industries, get a good understanding and then listen to what they say, and then deliver what I know they need, and just being really clear on what their expectations are for the first meeting, too. When I was younger, I used to want to go in, deliver a proposal, and close it the first day. And I realize now that the process for most people take a little bit longer than that, and that's frustrating for somebody like me who wants everything now. So I realize that it takes about 3 meetings now to get to that point where people are even hearing what you're saying, because not everybody is capturing everything so quickly. So just going in prepared, have your presentation ready, maybe a couple different presentations based on the feedback that you're getting from the person. I've actually had people say I was too pretentious for going in with a proposal. So maybe having multiple things ready for your meetings and listening and letting the other person lead, not just taking over and talking up the storm like I'm doing right now.
But it's great information, and we're loving it. And if Blog Talk didn't have unfortunate technical difficulties, I would have been having some really cool sounds during this whole interview to go along with what you're saying. But unfortunately, they're really loud for some reason right now. So, yeah, we haven't been putting the background music, guys, and like we normally do. But it's still, I'm glad that it actually happened that way, because normally I'd be drowning you out with music and trying to keep things fascinating, whatever. But this conversation is very fascinating. And, you know, my next question would be, who do you think your most unique client has been?
Wow, my most unique client is Paula Abdul.
Really? Wow, you worked with Paula Abdul?
Yeah, I did her videos. Ooh. And worked with her on speeches, wrote some speeches and some training right there in her house, in her kitchen. This was a couple years back. And she was interesting. We would have very long one-on-one work sessions in her. I almost messed up, made it into a whole different story.
Watch out there. I was like, well, this show's about to get a lot better. That's good.
And so, yeah, I would say she was my most interesting. Make my head spin.
What about, I know you just did a commercial with Snoop Leon, which is formerly Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Lion. Yeah, we did. We filmed his, oh my gosh, that's a funny story. So I don't smoke pot at all, and I didn't really even think about 420, April 20th being about that. And we got a call about 11 o'clock at night to bring out our equipment, the Epic Red and some other things, to Hollywood to film his 420 party. And so I was out there, and I actually had to leave because I didn't realize I was eating cupcakes and brownies that were filled with pot, and I was just falling asleep and just out of my head. So I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done? So I did get to see him. He was right in front of me, and he came in at exactly 4:20, and we had been there from like 11 o'clock in the morning on waiting, and the only thing to eat was brownies. So I messed up and not thinking about that one, being a chocolate fan. Anyway, interesting day for sure.
Oh, I could just picture that. Oh, man, I'm tired. I'm hungry. Oh, brownies. Ooh. Wait, why am I feeling a little bit funny here? My vision's getting... Whoa, what? Oh, hello, the color.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, my friend asked me, he goes, what's wrong with you? Because I was leaning against the wall. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not feeling right. Everything keeps repeating in my head. He's like, did you eat a brownie? I'm like, yeah. Then he told me what I did.
Well, so guys, you guys are hearing it first on Easy Talk from Karen. That's a lot of people were wondering if Snoop was actually there. And you're talking about that mansion party that got shut down. The police were there, and that real big one, right? It was
the 420. Before he even got there, but he did. You know, I read something on TMZ where they said he wasn't there. He was definitely there. I've got pictures of him standing right in front of me on the camera, and he showed up right, you know, at 4:20. The police let him in. They didn't fully shut the party down like TMZ said. They kept it private, and they were actually asking us to stay with the equipment. So he may have been to a few other locations. Somebody goes, how could he be there? He was in San Francisco. Well, San Francisco's only a 55-minute flight, so he was there later that day. Not a big deal. But he was definitely there at the Hollywood party.
That's cool. Well, next time you go to parties like that and you know for a fact people like that are going to be there, you're going to call me up, right? We're going to do it the easy way.
I am definitely going to call you and let you know about it.
So what about your most unique campaign? Who has been, who has been your most unique campaign? I know you've done so many different things in your campaign. You've had little game cars, and you've done tremendous things. Talk to us about that.
You've seen the video game car, yeah. So that's a recent one. We launched a video game for kids, and I wrapped a smart car with, actually we put a skateboarder on it, And the car is completely covered in cartoons. And the campaign's over, and I am so addicted to driving it that I am still driving months later this little cartoon car around Corona Del Mar. And I actually took it to Snoop Dogg's party. And I just love it. It's so cute. And I should probably take the wrap off of it and put, like, Miss Newport Beach or something on it. But the kids just love it. Dogs stare at it. People think, oh, my gosh, why are you driving this car? And I just absolutely love it. And, you know, also the smart car gets 40 miles a gallon. So that's – I hate getting gas. So
Yeah, I know. I had the pleasure of hanging out with you and cruising in the car to a really big meeting that we had. And believe it or not, it was actually – mind you guys, I'm 6'3". I'm a tall white dude that's getting in this little teeny clown car. But it's not really a clown car, but it's small, so that's why I'm calling it a clown car.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a clown car, yeah.
It kind of did, and it's like extremely wrapped, so it's like very loud. Hello, look at me, you know, and you know, you see me and Karen cruising down the freeway. It definitely draws attention, that's for sure.
Yeah, so that was a fun campaign. I'd say my most fun one, though, is we won a Super Bowl award for a bank in 2004, so funniest Super Bowl commercial, and that was quite an honor, and I'll remember that one for a long time, but I'm not resting on my laurels. That was 2004, so I can't wait to do another Super Bowl commercial. I've got a few written. I just need to approach the companies.
Well, I got a couple of people that I'm definitely going to be referring you with, and actually, I kind of work with your company, so I'll be doing that a lot.
Yeah,
cool. Ooh. Secrets out, guys. But I have a lot of people that actually did want to talk to you and things like that. And in fact, we're going to bring in one of our. We always bring in one of our fans so that call in. We've had a couple callers, guys, and I apologize. We haven't answered everybody, but we're going to bring in a caller here, and her name is Victoria. And I wanted to introduce you to her. She's actually a mother at a. At a home, you know, a home for mothers and that have situations and things like that. Victoria, you there?
Yep.
You know, Victoria, we always bring you on Easy Talk, and I wanted to introduce you to Karen Lancona, which is actually, I call her a superstar entrepreneur. She owns I know you've been listening, so I don't really need to tell you, but she owns an ad agency. She's a television producer. She's very established, and I apologize, guys, it's a little bit loud there, but she's always with her kid, and it's always a loud environment, but she's always supporting our show, loving it. She's pushing it like crazy to all of her friends, and we really appreciate her, so I always give her a chance to meet our guests. So, Karen Lancona, meet Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. I've heard you on this show before. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you also. I've always wanted to do acting. So I didn't know that you were like a TV producer and all that stuff. I've heard you on before, like just for a brief. I think it was you. So
this is the first time she's actually been on the show.
Yeah,
but
I think
you have a chance.
My first time on.
Yeah, Victoria, you have a chance to ask, like, really think about your questions, because Karen has been in the game for a really long time. I'm not gonna say how many years, because then I'm getting close to what her age might be, and she'll kill me. But ask Karen, one or two questions that might help you succeed in moving forward that you might want to know. She's a very strong producer.
Okay. All right. So, like, my first question is, like, there's a lot of scams out there, you know, as far as, you know, people going to auditions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, what is your advice on what's the best way on not getting trapped in those scams?
I would say if you have to pay something up front, if it's more than $25 just for a registration fee, that's probably not a good sign. And then, if you go to, like, Central Casting, that's a good way to get your feet wet. And I think that is $25 to register, and you can get some Eric, where you go and you do background work type of stuff, and it's paid hourly. And so that's always a good way to get a start. If you want to do training, there's lots of people who are going to charge you for training. I mean, we even do that here in our studio. And I guess it's just you have to weigh out the value compared to what the charge is. If they're promising you the world and that you're going to be a superstar, that would be a red flag, because you have to actually have talent. And I think one of the most important things is people want to be celebrities. They want to be on television. And I think one of the reasons that I always got chosen because I showed up on time and I was there and I was consistent. So, you know, film production days are expensive, and if the people aren't there, money's being wasted. So I think if you really want to do it, anybody can be an actor or an actress. Look at Betty White's the first woman on TV. She's consistently been on TV every single day of her life since the first day she was on. And so, you know, when you look at the people that they cast for shows, it typically isn't a bunch of beautiful models. It's regular people like myself. And you just have to really want to do it and put that time and effort into it and avoid anything where they're promising you the world or charging you too much, and look for the real things where it's about you creating your own opportunities.
Right. Okay, that's good advice. Because, like, I see a lot of stuff, like, on Craigslist and stuff like that, and I wasn't so sure if I'm going in the right direction as far as where to look, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know they had acting on Craigslist. I don't know if that's the right place to look for serious projects, because, you know, casting companies are doing most of the casting for serious projects. But if you're really serious about it, start with Central Casting. That's very organized, reputable. They're in Burbank, and they do a lot of the background casting for so many shows. And then get your feet wet on there and know what you're doing, and then go to some of the other casting directors and sign up for some of the real things. Go to IMDb Pro. They've got a lot of jobs on there. I don't know about Craigslist, if they're looking for models. I'd be really leery for that. And actresses, if, you know, be leery. Take somebody with you if it's not an important situation.
Right.
Yeah, Victoria, no. never go to any public things like Craigslist and stuff to answer entertainment ads. I wouldn't recommend that as well. But thank you so much for calling in, Victoria, and listening and supporting. We're going to get back to the show here. And so, Karen, you know, we don't have too much time, so I didn't mean to really cut off the guest here, but I want to make sure we get, you know, a couple main things in here that people were wondering. They were sending us questions and stuff. Get all of our time in. So first of all, how are you enjoying being on the show? You know, this is the first time you've had a chance to do it the easy way officially, and I want to get your opinion with that.
Well, I really like it. I think you're wonderful, and I think the answers, we didn't pre-talk about what we were going to say at all, which made it very impromptu and fun, and I didn't know exactly what I'd be talking about today, but we moved quickly and talked about a lot of topics, and you let me talk a lot. Thank you very much for that. And it's been fun, and it's clear from my end for sure, so that's nice, and it's easy to hear you, and I support you 100%. I can't wait till you're the number one radio show DJ in the world.
Oh, thank you. Well, maybe one number one podcast radio DJ. I seem to be the internet guy, and one of these days I'll get my little break. So let me ask you this: as far as the opportunities, and you do so many different things. Do you ever do like any Twitter or Facebook or any social media opportunities for the general public that might want to get into the game?
I don't personally handle it. I've got an SEO person in-house that handles all that for me. So I would say yes, but I'm not the one who's actually looking at it, so I haven't got a clue what we've got going on there to tell you the truth. But I do know we have posts coming up all the time. We have our hosting classes that we post on there, and we also have the pageants that we post on there, the America's Entrepreneurs. We do casting calls for hosts. We did that about a year ago, and don't have any of those posted right now, but, you know, we do those periodically, looking for people for our shows. Oh, and we are doing the reenactments. If anybody wants to do that, we're doing the reenactment show for the How You Know You Drank Too Much. So if anybody wants to start their acting career with reenactments, we've got that opportunity.
Wait a minute, did you just say that you're doing casting for hosting situations, and you haven't just called me on the phone and given me an opportunity?
Oh, not for hosting, but for the reenactments for the TV show for How You Know You Drank Too Much.
Well, we are doing the EOTM Awards coming up, and I'm going to be – I'm on the board, and I'm going to be talking to some people, and I really feel that you definitely should be honored as an entrepreneur, nominated of some sort, and that's going very well. I'm blessed to actually be co-hosting that with an MTV star named Farrah. And we're actually going to play that quick commercial because I promised them that we were going to make sure that we supported that. And if you don't mind, guys, we will be right back.
Celebrate entrepreneurs' biggest night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded award show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Thara Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barta, Matt Martin, Eric Zuli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, CeCe Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Moe, Mimi Foss, Don Lee Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookhouse, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed. Performances by Billy Lord, Adam Barta, Chioki DiMachi, Leon, Ron Anthony with Don Cannon, and more. Win tickets by tweeting hashtag EOTM Awards, hashtag
Think Entrepreneurship. I hate when that cuts off like that, but make sure you email us, guys, at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com for more info on that. Karen, you've been a wonderful guest. I've had so much fun. I don't even want to get you off. You're so insightful, and I know I'm going to get tons of Facebook messages and Twitter messages and things like that. In closing, do you want to go ahead and promote your social media, your Facebook, your company's stuff, whatever you might want to say to our friends and fans and people you may have told about the show? Go ahead.
Sure. I'm going to keep it easy and say bsceneagency.com, and it's just spelled bsceneagency.com, and that's like just the letter B and scene like a movie scene. And if you want to know anything about us, just go there. It's all inclusive in one spot.
You guys make sure you support it. We are doing it the easy way with BC and Agency and Karen, and we're going to be doing a lot of great stuff together. So keep tuning in, and you can also follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter and Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. And you saw the blog post, right, Karen? We got you in about 5 or 6 different blogs. You're everywhere.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you want to post some comments. And I made sure I did your picture. She yelled at me, guys, by the way. She scolded me. She's like, you put the wrong picture up. I don't like that picture. I want this picture. But now we're all good, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, Karen, it was awesome. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed doing it the easy way. And if you could do me a favor, say your first and last name and your company, and you're doing it the easy way for a quick drop.
Okay. Sure. This is Karen Lancona, and I have been talking to Eric Zuli, doing it the easy way.
Thank you so much, Karen. You have an awesome day, and I would say good luck or whatever, but you're pretty much the one that leads luck for a lot of people. Congratulations on all your success. We'll leave it at that.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. You guys, Karen Lancona, you guys definitely got to check her out and check her company out and everything, and she's doing amazing things. She's opened up some great opportunities for myself and people that we've worked with. We're producing some things and having some fun together. So make sure you keep following HollywoodItGuy.com. You see all the wonderful magic and what's happening. So the next person we're going to bring on, guys, after this quick little commercial break, is his name is John Namer. He's Larry Namer's son, and he's the lacrosse champion guy. They call him John Vegas, and he's got a really cool game coming up. We want to talk to him about that. And, you know, we're doing it the easy way, guys, so I hope you're enjoying the show. We're doing our thing. And you guys have never actually heard the official theme song yet, so I'm going to go ahead and pop the official theme song on, the Easy Way theme song. This is done by Young Mac. We thank Young Mac for making the song. And we roll the easy way.
Making moves and carpets and major interviews. About to pop, baby.
and I, we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way.
Guys, we roll the easy way. It's a really, really awesome movement, and I encourage you to check out Hollywood the Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, HollywoodTheEasyWay.com. It's a group. We're creeping to 3,000 members, man. 3,000 members are doing it the easy way on Facebook, so make sure you check out that group, EricZuli.com, HollywoodItGuy.com. I mean, there's too many sites. If you just Google Eric Zuli, pass the stupid ripoff report, which is completely fake and retarded, and go to all the other great stuff. That's me, Eric Zuli, Hollywood the Easy Way. We roll the easy way. John, Mr. Vegas. Vegas, John Namer. What's going
hey.
On?
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man, we're blessed to have you on, and I want to start right away with your amazing story. And it's John Vegas Namer, am I saying it right, or Johnny Vegas?
Yeah,
how do you say it?
Most people call me Johnny. It's like Johnny Vegas Namer. That'll be good.
Johnny Vegas Namer. Well, you guys, Johnny has a really cool story, and if you don't mind me telling your story, and you can kind of expel on it, would you mind me telling your wonderful survivor story?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, guys, so check this out. Johnny Vegas Namer actually had brain cancer in a really severe way. And this goes to show you that, I mean, this is the survivor time of my show. We're talking to survivors here. And you had some pretty severe brain cancer. You had a tumor, and I don't know if I'm saying everything right. Maybe you can explain it more. But the bottom line is you're here talking to us now. And not only that, but you're a lacrosse champion guy doing some great things. You talk to us about your game. You got some stuff happening with the Army or something like that. You know, you're playing in a really big Navy and Marine type of game. But before we get into that, talk to us about, you know, how you survived and how you're doing now after having that brain cancer situation.
Yeah, so when I was 15 years old, freshman in high school, I got diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer. And I was a young person in a freshman in high school, and that was the first big thing that happened to me health-wise. Like before that, I only had stitches one time, and so that was a very scary thing to hear and to deal with. And they told me I had to go into brain surgery 3 days after I got diagnosed, and then I had to do chemotherapy and radiation. And I'm lucky now to be 10 years cancer free, but you know, there's tons of side effects that go along with the treatment and having cancer.
Wow, man! And now you're talking, and you're doing lacrosse. So that took you to 2013 now, and you know what brought you to lacrosse? Why are you doing lacrosse? I know you have a show. I mean, just talk. I don't even need to ask you any questions, man. You got a lot of things to promote. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So when I was diagnosed with cancer, that was my second year playing lacrosse, and so the doctors told me that I had to sit out that year, you know, of course, my attitude was, that I could still play even with chemotherapy and radiation and cancer, but unfortunately, I couldn't play, but I was still on the sidelines with my jersey on, my bald head from chemo, and basically, lacrosse became a medicine for me, and it was such a passion of mine, so anytime I was out there playing lacrosse or being involved in lacrosse, I would be able to kind of escape the bad health, the cancer that I was dealing with. Like, I was able to just put my mind towards lacrosse and have fun out there. And so ever since that, I've just been going really far in the lacrosse world. I'm a radio host on same website you're on, blogtalkradio.com, on the Lacrosse Broadcast Network. And I get to play lacrosse all around the world, going to Israel this summer and playing against all the best professional lacrosse players in the world.
That's cool, man. And so I know you have a game coming up, a game on Sunday, with the Navy and the Marines, and talk to us about that.
Yeah, so probably 4 months ago or 5 months ago, I joined a new team for this Southern California Lacrosse League. And the team is called Navy Gold. And it's a little bit of a far drive for me, but, you know, I love playing with these guys. They're all guys that are in the Navy based in San Diego that play lacrosse. And we have a game this Sunday. It's our last game of the season versus Camp Pendleton's lacrosse team. So it's a big game. Anytime, any sport that these two military people play, you know, Marines versus the Navy is a big deal for these guys. So it's going to be a great day on Sunday. Game's at 3:30, and it's going to be at Scripps Ranch Field in San Diego.
Okay, so make sure you guys support that, and do you have an email? And do you have an email so people can maybe get at you if they want to come to the game?
Yeah, so if anybody wants, you can send me an email. It's jon.namer@gmail.com, or you can tweet me, follow me on Twitter, @JohnnyVegas45.
All right, guys. Well, I want you to go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, our fans page, and I want you guys to post pictures or post your comments on who you think is going to win between the two teams. And Johnny, if you do me a favor, I want you to go on that fans page as well and post some pictures, post some stuff, so they know exactly what the details are and they can post some comments and relate to it and everything like that. And I hope you win. Hope you win on Sunday, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot.
That's pretty cool
that
that's pretty cool that you're playing in the game. So you gotta support my man Johnny. Support my man Johnny. Follow him and support him, and he's doing it the easy way as well. We appreciate you, Johnny.
Yeah, thanks very much.
All right, guys. So that was Johnny Vegas Namer. Make sure you support him. This is Hollywood the Easy Way. That's how we do it on Easy Way Broadcasting, Blog Talk Radio. By the way, have you guys checked out the new site? If you haven't checked it out, go to easywaybroadcasting.com. It is hot. It is fun. It, you know, the video from our launch is on there, and soon you'll see all of our celebrities, myself, and our basic introduction video. But there's a syndication section. We are syndicated now to Actors Radio and Stitcher.com. We have our little app that you can download, and you can follow all of our shows, all of our podcasts. We have the show schedule. WTV's on there. About Us, give you more information, the team, the producers. You can advertise with us. And also, guys, if you are looking to get out there, I just found out that I'm getting a lot of hits, man. My keywords and everything is not as good as it needs to be right now, and I found out some things, but I'm getting a lot of traffic. Eric Zulli, WTV, The Easy Way, Hollywood It Guy, all that stuff. The keywords are amazing. Gets a lot of traffic. Trust me, we're just going to be fixing some things. But if you want to advertise with us, you can actually email us at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com or go to the site easywaybroadcasting.com. All the information will be there. And please advertise with us. Right now we want to thank our sponsor, Havana Watches. Havana Watches, the commercial's on there if you want to check it out. HavanaWatches.com. Check them out. And, you know, going into our corporate segment of the show, guys, I have something I want to tell you about. I'm always looking on Yahoo. I'm always looking on what's trending and whatnot. Listen to this. Burger King creates a hands-free Whopper holder. Okay, they created a hands-free Whopper holder, so you can actually put a Whopper holder around your neck. And here's what the post says: tired of exercise? Required to lift a burger to your mouth? Have no fear. Burger King has found the solution in celebration of the 50th anniversary in Puerto Rico. I can't even talk. Or Puerto Rico. The burger chain gave away 50 hands-free Whopper holders. Yes, they're exactly what they sound like. Plastic burger holding devices that hang from your neck, leaving your hands free to perform all sorts of tasks. So you have a plastic device, you put a Whopper in it, and you're eating your Whopper while you're doing your other stuff. So maybe if you're at your gym and you're working out, I'm eating a fattening Whopper. So Burger King produced a video announcing the product shows happy Whopper eaters using their hands to ballroom dance, practice karate, box, trim hedges, give massages, and shoot hoops. to the sound of an electronic guitar. The video begins with an introduction in Spanish that reads, "In a world of multitasking, how can you use your hands to do your daily activities and eat a Whopper at the same time? This may be an all-time low in the laziness to the calorie intake ratio, but it does appear to make burger consumption much more convenient and that much more fun." While it appears Burger King has removed its official ad for the Whopper holder, here is an official version of the video in all of its gloriousness and all of its glory. And you guys can actually go to corp411, corp.411. Just go to Google and type in corp, corp.411. That's one of the blogs that we work with. And all that information is on there. You can go check it out and watch the video. It's funny as heck. And, yeah, it's a hands-free Whopper holder, guys. That's crazy. So, all right, I hope that you guys enjoyed this this week's show. Make sure you catch all of our other shows. Next week is Maurice Ager of Sports and Music with Mo Ager. He's always got his NBA and NFL and sports players and music celebrities and tons of cool sports talk and music talk on Mo Ager. And you can download, remember, you can download our app at Stitcher.com or just go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You can download the app, click on supporters, and you can listen to all these shows. You can know when the next shows are coming up. And just make sure, guys, you go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's going to give you all the information, all the upcoming shows. All of our top shows will be on there. It's so much simpler now. Finally, the site's up. We're ready to go. EasyWayBroadcasting.com and advertise with us and WTV, of course. So tomorrow, catch Shane Sparks' show, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Planet Dance, baby, the Easy Way Planet Dance. Make sure that you you tune in, and that's really, really creeping. He's got so many cool things to say and so many inside things. Only how Shane Sparks can tell you. So if you're a dance monger, then you gotta, you know, and if you're not, you gotta go listen to the show and become a dance monger. Or if you're an easy waker, that's my little thing. If you're an easy waker, follow me at Eric Zuley on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, the Hollywood It Guy. And we got a lot of cool things happening, guys. It's just gonna keep getting better and better. The model chat show is coming up pretty soon. And also, I'm gonna talk a little bit about the showcase we have coming up. Like I said, and you guys know we published it, WTV Networks and GCS Entertainment joint venture. That actually somehow, some way we got with Verizon. Can you believe it? Verizon Television. So we actually work with the whole Verizon Fios Television, GCS Entertainment, Charter, the whole television thing. We're going to be looking for people that want to get their television shows out there. WTV is your way to do that. TheWTV.com. Check it out. The story's on there. Go to the business section. And a lot of fun. So we are doing, with that whole situation, we're doing something called All That Talent the Easy Way. Yes! Are you ready? I wish I had music in the background. This is so annoying. Oh my god, because I want to. It's like, I need music. I need music. Music! It's too loud. That wasn't music. That was really annoying, loud loudness. I apologize, guys. But, yes, so we have All That Talent the Easy Way coming up. And on January 4th, we're going to have a showcase / award ceremony with people that can legitimize awards, and we're going to be looking for people, and we're looking for all that talent. That's what it's called, all that talent. Music, acting, dancing, producing, choreography, whatever. We're looking for groups. We're looking for all that talent the easy way. We are going to be smashing it and killing any bad reputations that the showcases may have. If you enter into this showcase, I promise you, and you know everything I say comes true. It's all on the internet. You can see it. I promise you, you're going to get benefits. You're going to get on magazines. You're going to get on TV. You're going to get on different things, YouTube, this, that, blogs. You're going to get a benefit regardless. You may not win, but, and yes, it's going to be somewhat of a competition. There's going to be great judges and big names and all that fun stuff, but you are going to get a benefit if you get involved in this. So All That Talent, the easy way, make sure you check it out. And if you want to know more information about that, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. We'll be popping all that information, or my Eric Zuley fans on Facebook, the Twitter. Just follow us or subscribe to HollywoodItGuy.com. It will be on there. We have a site coming out. We have a YouTube channel coming out. We have a fans page coming out, Twitter coming out. And if you're a talent, if you're a manager, if you're a producer, if you're an agent involved in talent, it's all going to benefit you guys. Trust me. So if you want to know more information, you got to tune in next week. So next week, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to do it again. Can't tell you who the guest is going to be. It's going to be a surprise. But make sure you tune in my man Shane Sparks' show tomorrow, Planet Dance, and Maurice Egger, and Thursdays, Jackie's Vita Loca. Only on Easy Way Broadcasting, easywaybroadcasting.com. Go subscribe. Go follow. Support it. Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. You guys know. Hope you enjoyed the show. Here we go. Yeah, I'm rapping now. Didn't mean to, but leave you with Deja Vu. And who knew the show could be really cool and stick to you like glue. Oh, no, I'm kidding. All right, guys, thank you so much for hanging out. I had a blast. I hope you guys did too. So tune in next week to my show, Easy Talk, on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio, how we do it the easy way.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.